This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The next step in the current election process is getting the final county certifications in. We'll then move to the Risk Limiting Audit, or RLA. The RLA will be the presidential race. With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county.
One, two,
it will be an audit,
three,
a recount,
four,
and a re-canvass all at once.
Five.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Is the president planning a military operation?
George Bush invaded Somalia after he lost his bid for re-election.
And if you're not scared yet,
the 9/11 Commission actually said when Democrats slowed the transition to George W. Bush's administration, that had an effect on what happened and when their preparedness for 9/11.
I want to remind people about the stakes here. The 2000 election had a delayed transition, and the 9/11 Commission actually identified that as contributing to the lack of preparedness on 9/11.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
These allegations don't stack up. And in fact, the postal worker made them, recanted these allegations in sworn statements.
I did not recant my statements. And I would like that the Washington Post recant their article that they decided to throw out there.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Before I go, I have to ask you, your daughters are living with you. The boyfriend was living with you for a while. Can you give us an update on the boyfriend? Is the boyfriend still the boyfriend?
Let's just say the boyfriend is no longer with us here.
That's a Sicilian message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Okay. Governor Andrew Cuomo, everybody. Somebody should start dragging the lake.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is our toll-free number here at the Howie Carr Show. And we played a John Kennedy cut, the senator from Louisiana, Republican, earlier in the day, talking to Andrew McCabe, the disgraced criminal, former acting director of the FBI. He was also on a show this morning, and he was talking about the stakes in Georgia of the Senate being controlled by the Democrats. And he said, "Nothing. You have nothing to worry about the Democrats controlling everything unless you're a taxpayer, a parent, a cop, a gun owner, a person of faith, or an unborn baby. Other than that, if you don't fall into any one or multiple of those groups, you should be okay. It'll be great. If you're an illegal alien, a felon, if you don't work, if you know who I'm talking about. Let's do the chump line.
Hey, Howie, after a coup, do we still have an inauguration?
The radio stations will be opened again in the spring. This is more and more like bananas, isn't it? You know, I was watching that scene where the new dictator comes out and announces the new official language is Swedish. And everybody has to wear underwear on the outside and change it every 30 minutes. That's what these Democrats are all about. It's 1984 and bananas combined into taken out of the fictional realm and into the nonfiction, unfortunately for all of us.
My mother always told me nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m., but let's hope that Lynn Wood's tweet is the exception that proves the rule.
It really is a great tweet. It so cheered me up, what he said. And I'll read it again here shortly, but it's great. He's so good at what he does, too. I have confidence in him. The The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, recalling a time when it was the Electoral College that determined who won the presidency, not the media. After all, the recounts, court challenges, and after the state votes are certified for the record, that date for the vote in the Electoral College is December 14th.
Lovey, did you hear that Tommy Hines' son died? I didn't know Tommy Hines or his basketball player's son, but I assume the trust fund will be fairly allocated to the rest of us. Can I get me a new yacht here, please?
I don't think Tommy Heinsohn would have been a big John Kerry fan. I could be wrong. I never asked him. I never talked to him more than a couple of times. But he seemed like a really good guy.
Hey, Howie, who would have thought the dead are such a monolithic voting block?
Yeah, they were... Somebody suggested to me that instead of saying that, you know, like Tommy Heinsohn will not be down for breakfast, that I should just say... We have some sad news. Tommy Heinsohn is going to be voting Democrat now for the rest of eternity. Maybe I should do that. I don't know. I kind of like not coming down for breakfast, though.
As long as we're recounting ballots, can we have a look at Dr. Fauci's?
I think we know how he voted. Just like, do we really, again, I repeat the question, do we really think Charlie Parker blanked his ballot last week at Swampscott? No, we don't. And he voted the same way as Dr. Fauci, his hero.
Since so many Biden voters fought in the Civil War, I'd like to suggest a remedy for voter fraud based on the Dred Scott decision. Each mail-in ballot should count as 3/5 of a vote.
That's still way too many. Way too many. Let me read you the Lynn Wood tweet that went out at 2:35 today. Time now to rest, comfortable in my belief that real Donald Trump won a historic landslide victory across nation on November 3rd. Be patient. Biden will never be president of our nation. To the contrary, Biden, along with many others, will be an inmate. Be patient. Trust Trump. Hope that's true. I pray that's true.
Holly, the really advanced aliens don't need no stinking flying saucer.
They don't? How do they get around? Do they have Uber Lyft? Uber and Lyft drivers from outer space. Speaking of Lyft, did you see that one of the Portland commissioners, like a city councilor or an alderman, she wants to defund the police. She wants to take $18 million out of the police budget. She went to the casino in Portland and she called the Lyft driver to take her home. And then she got mad at the Lyft driver because he was obeying the COVID regulations, keeping the window down. She told him to put up the window. Again, this is a woman who wants to defund the police, elected official of the city of Portland. When he refused to put the windows up in the car, you know what she did? You got it. She called 911. She had been publicly stating that most 911 calls were totally unnecessary and the cops didn't need all this extra money. And as soon as she has a beef with the driver, she calls 911. You know what the driver told reporters? He said, I think she had a bad night at the casino.
Today is Veterans Day, when we honor those who served our country. Tomorrow is Fake Veterans Day, when we honor Senator Blumenthal.
Yeah, has Senator Blumenthal issued a statement on the commemoration of Veterans Day here? Does he like to remember back on the days when he was coming off the boat on the Embarcadero and they were spitting on him, those damn hippies? Oh, that's right. It never happened, except in his imagination.
Hey, Howie. I heard they were going to ban large turkeys for Thanksgiving. What about the 240-pound turkey sitting in the corner office on Beacon Hill?
What a dope he is, isn't he? What a dope. Does he think he's going to get into the Biden cabinet? And people say, well, at least he'd be gone. But, you know, what does it matter if it's Karen Pulido? She's like mini-me. She might even be worse than Charlie Parker.
hey, Governor Baker, instead of thanking me for my service, why don't you open up my VFW so I can go down and have a beer with the boys, chump.
Yeah. You know, usually whatever Cuomo does, Baker does, but in this case, this time, Cuomo is following in Baker's footsteps. The governor of New York just announced today that the restaurants in the state of New York are going to have to close at 10 o'clock. By the way, let's play the cut from Mayor de Blasio's daughter, Chiara de Blasio. And she's so excited about the Biden victory. Oh, okay, it's hard to hear. Okay, we'll save that for after the break.
Great! It's Howie. You really got to kick that Twitter habit, young lady. Maybe instead of a 12-step program, you need a 280-character program.
I guarantee you Joe Biden wouldn't get that joke. I got it. It wasn't great, but I get it.
The feds need to raid Nancy Pelosi's freezer. That designer ice cream belongs to the people.
Designer gelato to the people. Designer gelato to the people. Did you read today Yoko Ono is turning over the John Lennon estate to her son, Sean? Do you know how much they said it was worth? I don't know if it's true or not. $800 million. That's pretty amazing. $800 million. So how much was Paul McCartney worth?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave a message any time between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. each weekday, 1 and 5 p.m. The toll-free number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more chump line messages, you can hear them at Chopped Chumps. We post it every evening around 7 o'clock, right around the time we leave the broadcast airwaves. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, recalling a time when it was the Electoral College that determined who won the presidency, not the media. After all the recounts, court challenges, and after the state votes are certified, that's when they make their decision. And for the record, that date is December 14th.
Hey, Governor Baker, instead of thanking me for my service, why don't you open up my VFW so I can go down and have a beer with the boys, chump.
A lot of those VFWs aren't going to, and American Legion posts aren't going to reopen either, I don't think. They've been out of business. They the bars shut down. They can't have anything in their halls, like wedding receptions or anniversary parties. They're gone. A lot of them are gone too, just like all other kinds of businesses. Thanks, Charlie Parker. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
And again, if you didn't hear it during the 3 o'clock hour, check out the L. Lynn Wood interview, the famous lawyer from Atlanta, and he's working for Trump, and he's confident, and he's won a lot of big cases, and a lot of people didn't think he was going to be able to win those cases against all the deep state alt-left media when Nick Sandman was accused of being a racist because he was wearing a MAGA hat, and he did. He won those cases, and he's got more pending. But anyway, check it out. We tweeted it out. We put it on Parler. It's on our Facebook page. Feel free to retweet it to anybody who's down in the dumps a little bit maybe wondering what the end game is here. The poll question today is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com or call them today at 800-521-0111. 800-521-0111. That's 800-521-0111. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which state secret, which government secret would you most like President Trump to reveal? UFOs and aliens, the JFK assassination, or Illuminati / secret societies?
JFK assassination.
That's the biggie today, 47%.
Yeah, I think we know there's something there. You know, you don't know what's in the UFOs or the Illuminati files, but we know we're pretty sure there's something in the JFK files. So there it is for you. And then the fourth one would have been Sasquatch, but I don't think there are a lot of files on Sasquatch or Champy.
There's not been a body yet. So until there is.
Well, I saw that guy running around in one of the things from the 60s, and he had a cheap Timex wristwatch on his paw.
You've said that. I've never seen that photo.
You've
evidence.
Never seen.
No, I've never seen the Timex on the Sasquatch.
He's there. It's there. All right, a couple of stories here just on how crazy things are getting. San Francisco, on an 11-0 vote, the Board of Supervisors, that's the city council, has voted on Monday to ban the use of natural gas in new buildings as a way to fight climate change. So you can't have natural gas directly in. So what they're going to do is they're going to say you have to heat and cool the buildings, you have to use electricity. How do you think they generate electricity, by the way? They don't use coal anymore so much. They use natural gas. So instead of getting cheap natural gas directly installed into the buildings, you'll have to get electricity through the power companies, which will charge you more by having a middleman. So it's going to make it more expensive for poor people to live in San Francisco. Not that there are many poor people living in San Francisco except on the streets and in Golden Gate Park. So meanwhile, the Biden advisors are suggesting an America Last strategy on COVID-19 vaccine distribution. Oncologist Dr. Zeke Emanuel, this is Rahm Emanuel's brother, they call him Dr. Death. He's an advisor to Joe Biden. He says that he doesn't want to live after the age of 75, and now he's advising a guy who's 78. I wouldn't like Dr. Death near me if I were over the age of 75. Dr. Zeke Emanuel, Dr. Death, has suggested that America not hoard the new vaccine and advised that we do not resort to, and he actually said this, vaccine nationalism. You ever hear of vaccine nationalism? That's what he said. So we came up with it. We spent all the billions to create the vaccine, but we should wait until everybody else gets vaccinated. In the world, everybody in the world. They just passed a new tax in New Jersey, a tax on financial transactions that occur online in the state. So you have in New Jersey is based. Well, we'll get to this when we come back, and we'll take some calls. NASDAQ is thinking of moving to Texas. I'll give you a hint. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
617 says Sasquatch voted for Joe Biden. In how many states did he vote? In how many counties did he vote? In Pennsylvania and Michigan. 978 says, damn, I'm a Pfizer retiree and 73 years old. I want that vaccine first. It's just, how ridiculous is this? Vaccine nationalism. So is Zeke Emanuel going to open up his house for some of these illegal aliens who need to come into the country to get the vaccine so that they don't die? I rather doubt it. All right. It's Wednesday, and it's a busy news time, and so we're running a little bit behind on Hate Mail Monday, but we're going to catch up right now.
Indeed we are.
Let the hate. Where is it? Where's our intro? Where's our sound effects?
Time for Howie Cars.
Well, Howie, as you know, there has been a bit of a change up as a lot of people are leaving Fox News and joining us over at Newsmax. And that means that we are getting a lot more hate, along with a lot more love. There's plenty of love, but unfortunately, we don't highlight the love on Hate Mail Monday. Even when it's on a Wednesday, we just highlight the hate. So with that said, Howie, would you rather have column comments first or some voicemails first?
Whatever you think, Grace. Whatever you think.
Well,
I hope people aren't angry at me, the new viewers, because I'm so damn handsome.
Oh, wow. You know what, Howie, it's amazing is you manage to create more content for me for Hate Mail on Hate Mail than throughout the rest of the week. That comment alone is gonna create some real beautiful stuff.
Did anyone comment on my beautiful blonde hair?
No, but someone did comment on how ignorant and blinded we all are.
Okay, let's hear it. Go for it.
That's a voicemail.
You people are blind, and you're blinded. Blind. There's nobody more ignorant than Donald Trump. I don't know what they're talking about, or hypocritical. You're out of your minds.
Could we have some citations, please?
You're blinded. You're out of your mind.
I'm blinded by the light.
A guy commented, Howie, on your article, and he also commented on mine, so you will notice some similar themes that he brings to each of our columns. Poor Howie, just another bitter loser, and an article that made me smile even more than ever. What a shame you didn't get a real job after Walmart turned you down for the night shift shelf stacking role. I mean, at least that was honest work, loser?
You know, I mentioned earlier that the exit poll showed that most of the people who voted for Joe Biden don't have regular jobs. I dare say they never did have regular jobs. Think Bill from West Hartford. And that's another one right there.
Well, Howie, and I think I'm going to put this one right next to the hate I received, because you will notice how strikingly similar these are. Someone said, oh, yeah, Grace, right on. And this same guy wrote, Grace has never been right in her sad life. Even Walmart saw through her when they knocked her back for that shelf stacking job she wasn't up to, which is a shame, really, because at least that was honest work, rather than performing like a sad circus seal writing bleep for this rag.
This guy's plagiarizing himself.
And being a loser.
Wait a second. Why can't we work for somewhere else?
By the way, once you start making a insult out of Walmart, and then you can't continue to say, at least it's honest work. You're clearly trying to input a little bit of snobbery into the comment.
That's what I mean about him not having a job.
Yeah, and it's we don't need to be told that Walmart is honest work. We know that. You are the ones who think that, you know, Walmart smell like Trump supporters. So you don't need to be, you know, adding that in. Howie, I have more hate for you. This was a new viewer of the show, and this is an oldie but goodie, Howie. She's calling you a racist.
You guys are so racist. It's not even funny.
Again, she hung up before she told me what I exactly said that was racist. Is that right?
Well, I asked Jared because he remembers the day that came in. I think it was November 5th-ish, and he said there was nothing really that stood out to him that we said. You know. It was brought on by nothing. Another person says...
Racist, again, the new definition of racist is someone who disagrees with me.
Well, you know what they call you? The biggest bigot in Beantown.
I know.
If anyone doesn't get that reference, you should go check out some of our other hate mails. This person says, this is another comment, Howie, on your column about the media. You wrote a column hitting not just CNN and MSNBC, but also a little bit of Fox News. And this was a comment. This is, of course, coming from a complete fraud who lives in one of the most liberal cities in Mass, Wellesley. Stick to your propaganda, Howie. Your bozo fan base is dumb enough to fall for it. I love the word bozo. I got to give him credit for that.
A lot of non sequiturs in a few words there, you know? What does Wellesley have to do with my writing career?
Oh. they're just, you know, they're just throwing stuff against the wall, seeing if anything sticks. This person, oh, I believe this is, this next one is Granny. For people who are new to this, Granny leaves us messages almost on a weekly basis. I thought since Joe Biden, and I'm using air quotes here, won the election, she would be in a really good mood, but she was not. It seems that anger is kind of a thing for her. Let's play a little bit of Granny.
Yeah, I know I'm blocked. I don't give a f-. You're a sore loser. Almost a quarter of a million dead on Trump's watch. A quarter of a million Americans. Go f*** yourself.
One. I'm just going to go. I'm going to be Daniel Dale here, and I'm going to fact check some of Granny's statements. One, you are not blocked. In fact, I wish there was a way that you could be on the show more. We have the floodgates open for you, Granny, whenever you want. We will take you live if you so choose. And number two, again, I don't know why it's Trump's fault that there was a pandemic. You'd think some of these people would start blaming China, Howie.
Or how about some of the governors who mismanaged it, like, for instance, Andrew Cuomo and his little brother, Charlie Parker?
Yeah, no,
And Queen Gina, who allows the virus, tells the virus they can't come, it can't come out until 10:30 on Friday and Saturday nights, but it can run amok at 9:30 Sunday through Thursday.
Or Andrew Cuomo, who writes books about how he handled the pandemic while the pandemic is still going on.
Oh, by the way, speaking of people who've mismanaged it, let's talk about de Blasio. This is his daughter, Chiara de Blasio. And she was interviewed by some local TV reporter about she was at one of these Biden victory parades.
It was actually MSNBC.
Oh, it was on a network. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, so this is MSNBC, and she, at least, you know, unlike her father and her mother, she was wearing a mask. She did go through the gag of wearing a mask, but this is what she said about the victory. Cut six.
Here's a group of young women who have been here since the beginning. So why do you think this is so special? Why are you guys out here celebrating?
Well, for me, it's really special because now we have the first Black Asian female president in office, elected, and Joe Biden was able to steal no, he was able to win. Sorry.
I thought we had a new story here.
No, he was able to win the election.
Sometimes, is that what you call a Freudian slip? Biden was able to steal the election?
Not only that, she said we have the first Black Asian female president, not vice president.
Two Freudian slips, double the Freud.
And is Black Asian the new Caucasian? Is that like a compound word?
Well, you know what they say? They say your first instinct is usually right. So her first instinct to say he stole it was right on the money. De Blasio must be so, so proud.
I've seen her haircut. I don't trust her instincts.
Taylor, I want to play another.
You know how hard it is to get a haircut in New York, Taylor? It's as hard as it is to get in Massachusetts. Do you know how long the waiting list is? Come on.
I want to play another hate mail, Howie. This is about, we sometimes get all lumped in together. And in this case, we are all complicit. That's the
keyword. If Trump pulls this off, you and your radio station are going to be complicit in the loss of this country.
Oh, you know what? I hope we get some credit, damn it.
This is something we'd like to be complicit in. Usually complicit is negative, but in that case,
we'll just take an invitation to a couple of the inaugural balls down in Washington. That's all. That's all we ask.
Speaking of that, Juanita Broderick just tweeted at us and posted a picture of her and you, says, "Hey, Howie, see you again at the inaugural ball."
You're damn right, Juanita.
Oh, wow. Today's a good day.
And bring Paula with you. Paula Jones was there, too. We had a great time that night. That was so much fun.
Hey, Howie, I think Juanita just got herself on Tweetbeat for tomorrow.
Excellent. Excellent.
And before I go, I want to let everyone know that Hate Mail Monday, even when it's on a Thursday, I mean a Wednesday, ooh, I'm skipping ahead of myself, is brought to you by Piantedosi.
Super Tuesday, Super Thursday.
Super Thursday.
Super Wednesday.
Even when it's on a Wednesday, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Howie Balloon Head Man is back, and this one, I can't lie, it's a pretty good one.
Balloonhead, you just made a statement Howie, you might know a little bit more about this than I do. Here's a newsflash for you, Balloonhead. The average sixth grader knows more about everything than you do. What a dope.
There, you know what? There are a few times in a week where I may say something that some people may know more about than I do. But that's okay. Bring on the hate, haters.
Yeah, you know, it's not her fault she's never been to Butt, Montana.
Yeah, or I didn't. You know what, Howie? I can't wait for my vacation. I'm going to go to Tucson, Arizona, and I'm just going to chill out finally, get away from all this anger and hostility. It's okay, guys. Hate Mail Monday. Thank you, Piantidosi Baking Company. Thank you, Howie Carr, for always creating so much hate. And I think that's all. I mean, I have a lot more comments here, but they're all kind of like, oh, poor Howie, the pathetic poster child for the old white man who just lost.
Hey, 201 says, Howie, you have rugged good looks topped with a mop of Arctic blonde hair. I like that.
Arctic blonde.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
That is Hate Mail Monday. I have a secret for you now that the greedy utility companies don't want you to know about. I'm talking about a new heating technology that costs less to run than your furnace and will save you money on your heating bills. I got my hand on it right now, my left hand. Look at how beautiful it looks. My friends at Eden Pure have come up with a hybrid heating system and put it into a space heater called the Gen 40 Hybrid Heater. It uses two forms of heat, infrared and convective heat. Other space heaters only use one form of heat, leaving you cold and wasting your money. The Eden Pure Gen 40 uses infrared heat to warm your body, not the whole room, so you get direct, bone-soothing heat. The Gen 40 also uses convective heat to heat the air, surrounding you with a blanket of cozy warmth. With the Eden Pure Gen 40, you will never be cold again. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HOWIEDEAL to get $25 off the sale price. Look at how nice it looks, too, on top of everything else.
Howie, I was just going to say, I've been at this company now for 6 years. I've seen you use a lot of different space heaters.
Yes.
And some of them aren't very attractive looking.
Some of them aren't safe either.
Yeah. They give you the vibe that they might set the place on fire. This one is very cool. It actually goes well with the decor.
It does. It's nice. Check it out on social media. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HOWIEDEAL for an extra $25 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com and use code word HOWIEDEAL to start saving money on your heating bill. Safe for pets and kids, too. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Charlie Parker has claimed another victim in the restaurant field, Javelli's in East Boston. It's in Day Square. It's been around since 1924, and it's shutting down for the winter due to the coronavirus panic. And we tried, said Eric Javelli, the owner. There's not enough customers to stay open right now. It's the whole COVID thing right now. I think everyone's paranoid to come out. Not everyone's paranoid. They just don't want to put up with a mask. You know, people don't want to face that and have to go through it. It's just easier to eat at home sometimes. It's unfortunate, but all these restaurants are being killed. And north of the border, places like North Conway, New Hampshire, they're packed. They're jammed. And these restaurants down here are struggling because of these ridiculous regulations. I feel bad for my employees. Most have been here forever, the owner said, but it's COVID, COVID, COVID. I'm sorry for them, too. It's terrible. It's like, you know, it's so unnecessary. I tweeted out today the death chart. I said, where is the spike? Where's the surge? There is no spike. There is no surge. They're talking about cases. I mean, that's a case doesn't even mean, if you test positive, it doesn't even mean you're getting sick, let alone dying. Check out it out. It's on Charlie Parker's own website, page 19. They put it out every day. They'll get rid of that one next. We run the chart a few times. They'll get rid of that one. Sparky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sparky. You there?
You four. Yeah, I'm here, Howie.
Go ahead.
I'm 48. I think I've been listening for 25 years, Howie. Is that possible?
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Okay. So, you got Iraq.
What? I can't hear you, Sparky.
How about now, Howie? Can
okay, good. Me? Go for it.
John Heinrich interview.
Yes.
What is so funny, Howie? I don't understand what John's laughing about. Why he's just got this positive attitude. You're laughing with him.
Sparky. I understand, Howie. Sparky. If you're not going to be laughing, sometimes you're going to be crying. I mean, this is ridiculous. What do you want? You want us to be pouring ashes over our head and rending our garments like we're in mourning in ancient times? What should we be doing, Howie? Sparky?
I don't know. We got to be angry.
I'm angry. Don't you think I'm angry?
Yes, I do, Howie, but what we got on stake here is it's ridiculous. People are just, my vote will mean nothing.
I agree. It's the same. There's 71 million of us in the same boat. And it's not just old white males either. It's every demographic, every type of person, and they're trying to steal this election. We're angry. It's just you can't be gloomy Gus all the time. I mean, I try to lay it out. I don't want people turning off the radio because they're so bummed out. But I thought it was the best way to make the point about the way they went about this election fraud in the state of Pennsylvania. It's just amazing. I never even thought about things like telling people to come back with a fake name out of the poll books, the precinct listings, because the person's dead or you know he's moved. I never thought about something like that. And this is new ground. I'm sorry, Sparky, if we weren't depressed enough for you. What can I say? Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, I'm going to segue off the last caller. I'm at my breaking point. I'm not giving in because I'm an Irish dude, 63. But you were talking about New Hampshire. Like you were saying, some people are scared, this and that. We went up to Conway, stayed at the Red Jacket. Went out to eat. We had a ball, and there was no problem. People weren't all pushing away, holding out tape measures 6 feet away.
Rocky,
I mean, it was awesome.
Rocky, someone sent me a picture of a sign outside Shenanigans in North Conway. You know what the sign said? No masks allowed unless you're a superhero. Wouldn't you love to see a sign like that in Massachusetts? Will we ever see a sign like that in Massachusetts? I'm Howie Carr.